Good morning, Covenant family. I'm on the tail end of a few days off, so we don't have a full Covenant Weekly today. I do want to take a few moments, however, to make sure you're caught up to speed on some of the ongoing and upcoming things at Covenant during this season. This coming Sunday is the first week of Advent. Our wreaths and candles are ready to go, and we will be starting this week with the theme of hope. Angie Limmer will be speaking to us this Sunday. December 4th is going to be a full and special Sunday for us at Covenant. Our Sunday gathering will be focused on the theme of love. As a part of that week, we are going to introduce a special time and space for us to remember loved ones who are no longer around our tables during the Christmas season. We will also be receiving communion together during the gathering. But our December 4th time isn't limited to our main gathering. Everyone is invited to bring a potluck item for you to share on Sunday, and we'll eat together following our main service. And following our meal together, we will have a congregational meeting. A portion of that meeting will be a formal business meeting in which we need to approve our staff salaries for 2023. Beyond that formal portion, we will have space to talk and share together and to hear from each other, particularly in this area of finances. While that's never an easy topic to talk about, we are praying and trusting it will be a good conversation and a good time together. Finances are necessary for us to talk about and manage, but they are not why we gather or what we are about. We aim to be a community where people can know and understand that they are beloved by God and others. We long to be a space where people can belong within the family of Jesus. And within that context, we want each to become more aware of what Jesus invites us to be as we center our lives and our life together around Him. Our compassion ministries flow out of this centering on and following Jesus. We are continuing to collect toiletries and toques and gloves and treats to put together into necessity packages in partnership with Beausoleil First Nation Social Services and for people in our own community. We also have other compassion work through our meal program, through the Water Street Home Ministry, and through the efforts of our youth to collect food for the food bank and to serve hot chocolate to our community. You are invited to support our compassion ministries by donating to our necessity packages up to December 4th, or by contributing financially to our compassion fund. I'm really looking forward to this season together. If you'd like to take advantage of this Advent season to recenter and reflect, I encourage you to use our Be in Christ Church of Canada Advent Guide. Paper copies are available at our church building at 95 Robert Street East in Penetang, and online versions are available at beinchrist.ca/advent. May you know the hope, love, joy, and peace of Christ during this season of waiting as we move towards Christmas. Blessings to each one of you.